is a direct voice recording of a spirit communicator. He is a Persian. He came through on the 4th of May, 1964. The sitters, Mrs. Betty Green, Mr. S.G. Woods, of Owen L. Road, Worthing, Sussex. And the medium, Mr. Leslie Flint.
Hello, my friend.
Hello, John.
You're doing quite well. Thank you.
This is possible for me to calmly speak to you.
Oh, you're doing very well indeed.
Yes.
Very sweet.
Interest.
Yes.
In coming here is because I am very conscious of the great needs in your ways.
Yes.
For truth. And the night in me, I was in myself, in my own way, a great student of philosophy and religion. And in my own time, I studied all the different religions that were known to the West. I analyze them and try to discover the truth in everyone. Some of them did not take me very long to come to a decision that they were, not based on truth. Mm-hmm. Indeed, they were most obviously man thought, desire to know it is not difficult when you go into deep study over many years and you go to great lengths to discover truth. You soon begin to find the fallacy and the foolishness in so much that is given out to different religious bodies. That it is obviously La Foundation. I found in so many different ways that it was not possible to accept the religions, different religions. But I always realized that if one was to make any rediscovery, one must always be prepared to keep the mind open. Because it is only when the mind is completely free and open that you can hope to discover truth. And I soon realized that though there was much that I could not accept, which I had to discard, because my reason, apart from anything else, could not accept, nevertheless, I did not in myself say no, but I said to myself, this is most unlikely. This is very doubtful. There is no evidence to support this theory or this idea. But I did not reject the thing without first making quite sure that it could not possibly be. Oh, my name, it will convey nothing to you. I was not a well-known personality. In my own way, I was completely in my own country, of no consequence.
Mm-hmm. Well, will you tell us how you found Berlin and how you found yourself, the condition, your reaction?
I am more concerned with speaking, if I may, to you in regard to religion and truth and life, which is indestructible. Every man dies, doesn't matter how he dies, is what happens. His life in the realm of reality, which this is the realm of reality. Yours is the world of the illusion. Everyone in your world no matter religious or otherwise, whatever he may call himself, likes to consider the yoga world is the world of reality. That is the biggest fallacy of all. Mm-hmm. Yours is the world of illusion. This world is the world of reality. Mm-hmm. People in your world consider all things from a material aspect. Even my religion, majority of people, have a material construction. Indeed, there is hardly any religion of which you can think of, which basically has not got a material construction, even though it has a spiritual basis. That is the tragedy. That is why there are so many people in your world who cannot and do not understand truth, because always they speak, not in the true spiritual sense, for truth and reality, but they speak in a material way. Always they expect, even in their religion, they expect benefit. What do you find in this religion or that religion? That if they do this, or if they fall into certain rules and regulations laid down by the church or religious party they belong to, that they will reap reward. Always there is the desire for some reward for services rendered. There are very few, if any, sincere people who are religious in the true sense, because they themselves are concerned with others, with the good of humanity, with the good work that they might do. They are not concerned so much with that as they are the thanks that they will receive in some shape or form, or the reward, if not in your world, at least on this side. That is the fallacy to start off with of the vast majority of religion, the promise of something to come that is good and better than that which they may have at the moment. In other words, they do what they do, invariably, for reward, if not in your world, in this. That is the biggest fallacy, because in a sense it is completely untrue. Anything that is done with the idea of receiving reward, in essence is bad, not good. People must remember and realize that if they wish to make progress in a true sense, if they wish to come closer to the divine mind, if they wish to become spiritually aware and conscious, if they wish to progress in the highest possible sense, that they must forget self, the most important thing of all, to progress spiritually and become conscious and aware of spiritual things, is to forget yourself completely and immerse yourself completely in the very work of God, or the very work of the divine, vast majority of church and religion, whatever their creed or aspect may be. It invariably one of selfishness. It is a creed and a religion of selfishness. And they do not know, they do not realize that every time they are praying, and praying invariably as they do, for self, they are building a barrier between themselves and the divine. It is not good to pray for self. It is not good to pray in the sense that so many people do, for advancement, whether mental, physical, or spiritual. What will advance man is in search of progress, is making the effort within oneself to instinctively live according to the laws of God and to do His will among His children in the way in which you and only you as an individual can hope to achieve or do. Every man has his own way. Every path for each man can be the right path. May not necessarily be always the same path as the other, but fundamentally all these paths lead to the main course, which is the man's dream of life and spiritual advancement and truth. But there are too much that is spoken of, which is supposed to be of God, is not of God, is of man's making, man's desiring, man's willfulness, man's selfishness, man seeking for self, seeking for himself or his own particular group or organization. These things are not good. I have come to the conclusion that true spiritual progress has nothing whatever to do with groups or organizations as such. Every man will find himself his own true path, if he speaks. But it is not in an organization. It's not in a group. It's not in a church. It is within himself. I was foretold by many of the great prophets. It is within oneself, deep within oneself, the realization and the knowledge. And there it is to be found, not outside, but within. For that part of you that is indestructible, which is the spirit, that in itself is in conscious touch or conscious realization of the infinite. If only you will make it possible for it to come forth from within yourself. It is not to be found in books, it is not to be found in churches, it is not to be found in temples or organizations. It is to be found within, for within is the indestructible part of man, that part of man which is tangible and real, which is the truth, and not that which so many people tend to think, that part of man which they cannot understand or cannot realize fully, and cannot in a sense be conscious of. That is the part of you which must be brought out. That is the part of you that must be developed. That is the part of you which should tell you what for you is good or what for you is right. Keep good for man to see and truly to find. And then he will be seen to find the way. Seek for him to discover. Look for man to find it in church or temple.
What can people do with the world that is on earth?
I want to buy them. I went to Belgium many centuries ago.
Yeah.
I knew you went in Belgium. And I was a great student of all the different religions known to my day. And of course, since I have gone in great detail and length to discover truth. How can I think back of all these things that I have seen? A man, so-called religious man, so-called good man, has used his religion from his own age. And indeed it has been the greatest weapon he has had for his material benefit, not his spiritual well-being. I have seen the dreadful things that are done in the name of so-called religion. I say to you, children, beware of religion. It is a trap to which, if you are not careful, will send you down to damnation. I know.
Is that really?
There has been more cruelty, more wickedness, more evil to thy mind than in the name of religion than anything else.
You said you would
move
something to the
jail. Were you in the time of the church? I'm afraid. There is
danger
to go before my time.
Oh.
I have been here, I suppose, it must be now, for hundreds of years, 300-400 years.
Oh,
I see. He has seen the great empire rise and fall. He has seen innumerable religions have their hold and their sway on mankind. He has seen many religions all at the same time of different peoples that have brought them to war and to hatred and intolerance and malice. We have seen the destruction that has been brought into the world by religion. Religion is the enemy of mankind.
Yes,
not his savior.
Mm-hmm. Yes. There couldn't be many more. Mm-hmm. Do you know any religions on that side or anything
like that? There are no religions here, but truth.
Yes.
But in your world there are many religions and little or no truth. Mm-hmm.
Well, how did you find yourself when you got on the other side? How did that your idea of the picture when you got on the other side?
When I come here, I had no religion, and it was surely the good path to happiness. Mm-hmm. Ah, if only people could realize how true that is. Mm-hmm. They think in your world the path to happiness over here is a religion. I can assure you that the true passport to happiness and indeed to truth and knowledge and experience that is of value to the human race is to come here with no religion, that within your heart great love for all that is of God, to accept all that has been given in the world, and using it not for self, but for the good of humanity, and seeing spiritual faculties are dormant inside you, gradually unfolding and developing. Oh, I can tell you, it is not inorganized state and religion that man finds the joy and the peace of paradise. Paradise is to be found when man himself realizes himself, realizes that he is within himself truly a spiritual being indestructible, that he has the power yet on earth to be able to do the things that are of the spirit, to become spiritual, but not in the narrow confined sense that is generally accepted in a religious way. True spirituality and religion do not go hand in hand. Indeed, invariably, the religious is to be narrow, to be in many ways strangled. It is one almost from birth in regard to truth. It is the barrier that sets man apart and oftentimes separates him from God. God is not a person. God is a great force of power, of which we ourselves have but a dim realization, it is true. But we see that vital force and power in all things. When on earth we see it all around us and about us in nature, we see it in so many different forms and ways. But we see the good and the loveliness and the beauty of it all. But man would cherish it. Man would alter it. Man always wants to destroy that which is in itself of God, and place within itself instead of it some idol, some false pretense that will give him some satisfaction for it. Always man must create an idol. Man must form a religion. Man must form some sort of set of circumstances and some condition whereby he must follow, and he thinks in consequence he will find himself as it was said. Man can only set himself when he finds himself, and he will find himself within, for it is truly unique, and this is one of the great truths of all time. It is the fundamental truth of all life. Within yourself, there is written the truth. Seek it, find it, and be part of it, and develop it, and in consequence become. Do not seek necessarily from much outside, but within. I know that when I was on the side, I thought here and I thought there, I studied here and I read there, and I realized more and more that the real truth, the real realization of the power of the Holy Spirit, and of that which was truly of the great spirit, of truth itself, was within oneself, not without, not to be found in this house or that, but within oneself. For there will always be those who will raise themselves up and call themselves leaders, and profess to be full of knowledge and full of spiritual grace, but they are false idols and their feet are of clay. I say to you that within yourself you can find the truth. You can find the path, the way, and the life. It is truly being said that many great prophets, many great teachers, will come in simplicity and in love to serve humanity, to show the path and the way. Indeed, have proclaimed that I am the way, the truth, and the life, like the great Jesus, whom you know so well. In his simplicity, in his beauty, in his realization of God's will and purpose, through him, for the world, there was great strength and great beauty, and great truth was revealed. But man has twisted it and made it vile and abominable. Man has made a material conception of this great truth, and in consequence, century after century, it has been distorted more and more. And the truth and the simplicity of life and the beauty of it all has been so disfigured that man has but a false view, a false vision, a false idea of the reality that Christ came to give. Ah, if only I could explain to you how all the great prophets and the great teachers all agreed and all knew that within themselves was the secret. Within themselves is the answer. Within themselves is the way, the truth, and the life. But no man must have a religion. He must have form in heaven. He must have power. He must feel the great, the big world power around him to make him strong and appear big and important in the world. Even his religion must be strong and powerful, and it must be, if necessary, defended by life. And many, many peoples must be destroyed. The religion, the bare bone of which long since have perished, and ignored the truth, it is as if man destroys himself in his ignorance, in trying to hold to something which no longer has any structure. I cannot tell you how we feel about this. When we see in your world the things that are committed, the things that have been done and are being done in religion, in intolerance, indeed there are times when we feel so ashamed that we ourselves perhaps, and when we on earth could not have done something to change things. But you know, when religion becomes powerful, when many men gather together and build a material structure and power around these simple truths, then it is almost impossible to do anything. But you have an opportunity to first to destroy and place in its place the truth. We love all people, and it is very difficult to trust sometimes to contain ourselves when we see how truth has been betrayed.
Yes, I quite agree with every word you say. Indeed, it's never sent a form of religion, really.
No man, no great prophet, no great teacher, no great spiritual leader ever came into this world to form anything. He certainly not to form a religion or to form an organization. It was never the thought of the idea. The idea, obviously, was that man might see in the humility and in the beauty and in the loveliness of purity and grace and spiritual desiring how to live, how to follow, how to become inconsistent. Man may come into the world and may have a short spell of time among his fellow creatures for a generation, and he may set an example and he may show a path, but he knows that only some will see the truth and only some will follow. But he certainly does not come to build a temple or to build a church or to create a power in your world that man may help even more to destroy himself and his brothers. Power is nothing to do with religion. True religion is living with God, doing God's will and mission and purpose in serving, and indeed endeavoring at all times to do that which is good, which is right, which is just, which is honest, which is truth. It is nothing to do with organization. It is nothing to do with religion. It's nothing to do with form and ceremony. It's nothing to do with all these things which have been added to make man look important, to make man powerful, to make man be in the position to control others and to force his will and opinion upon them and to take possession of their very soul. I have seen what religion has done, how it has taken possession and power over peoples and empires, how it has destroyed men, their individuality, their character, their possibilities, and made them, as it were, like sheep led to the slaughter. I have no patience with organized religion, for I know that each man within himself has the power of the spirit, the power truly which is of God. It is not in enslavement, but in freedom that man will find his path and his future. The future of the world will only come when man realizes that he is truly a spiritual being but yet of earth, given the opportunity to unfold himself individually and realizing his contribution is towards the race. but it is not an enslavement, in making each man exactly the counterpart of the other, making each man recite the same things and accepting the same narrow confines, thoughts, and ideas. Man must be